Was it an exercise in futility? A debate in South Carolina yields no clear winners unless you believe Mitt Romney has the nomination sewed up, and all this campaigning is just sound and fury ultimately signifying nothing. It's Tuesday, January 17th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
You know, I think Republicans would probably say it signifies something.
Right.
Good morning.
But what? We're going to recap the debate for you with reporter Anna Sale. And later this hour, we're going to speak to a survivor from that cruise ship that crashed near Italy. But what you're talking about is politics this morning. Norris Dupre wrote at our Facebook page and said, in November, when Romney loses, we're all going to see why going extreme in the primary then moderate in the general election just doesn't work. So give us your thoughts on politics or whatever else. 8778-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check in on our headlines.
And we'll go to that debate. Republican candidates pouncing on Mitt Romney during last night's Fox News, Wall Street Journal debate in South Carolina. Among other things, Romney was hammered about releasing his tax returns. He first seemed to sidestep the issue, but eventually said he would follow convention. Here's the former Massachusetts governor.
I hadn't planned on releasing tax records because the law requires us to release all of our assets, all the things we own. That I've already released. It's a pretty full disclosure. But you know, if that's been the tradition, and I'm not opposed to doing that, time will tell. But I anticipate that most likely I'm going to get asked to do that around the April time period, and I'll keep that open.
Texas Governor Rick Perry also made news when he said Turkey was led by Islamic terrorists and should be kicked out of NATO. GOP candidates meet for their next debate Thursday. We'll have more on the White House race coming up. Organizers in Wisconsin say they'll submit petitions at the state capitol today that the number of them will force Governor Scott Walker into a recall election. The first-term Republican has come under fire for his successful push to end virtually all collective bargaining privileges for public employees. Walker conceded he's preparing for the recall. The governor has been blitzing the airwaves with ads promoting his agenda, and he tells a local Madison, Wisconsin TV station he's feeling optimistic.
Even if they turn 700,000 or 800,000 in, that's still far fewer than all the votes cast even for each of the individual candidates for governor last go around.
Only two governors have been removed from office in recall elections, the most recent being California Governor Gray Davis back in 2003. Officials have raised the number of missing to 29 in that deadly cruise ship accident off Italy's central coast. This morning, rescuers are carrying out controlled explosions aboard the vessel to gain easier access to remote areas. At least six people have been confirmed killed when the ship ran aground and capsized. The cruise company blames the captain, saying he changed course without authorization. Italian authorities have detained the captain on suspicion of manslaughter and of abandoning the ship.
The House of Representatives reconvenes today after 3 weeks on recess. Well, not on, net technically on recess. Members are expected to take a symbolic vote on raising the debt ceiling as well as begin a debate on Medicare cuts. Congress is getting back to work with its lowest approval rating in almost four decades. An ABC News Washington Post poll found that just 13% of Americans approve of the way Congress is handling its job. 84% disapprove. Senators come back to work next Monday. And China's economy fell below expectations. It still grew at a robust 8.9% in the last quarter of 2011, though. But that's the slowest growth in 2.5 years. Growth in the previous quarter was just over 9%.
Checking the markets now. Asian and European markets all up. Futures for Wall Street are up. The Dow gets underway after the holiday weekend at 12,442. The S&P opens at 1,189. The NASDAQ begins trading at 2,371, about 3.5 hours from now. Yesterday, we talked about John Huntsman's withdrawal from the Republican presidential race. Several listeners responded to that. One listener posted this to thetakeaway.org. John Huntsman left his governor's job to serve as U.S. ambassador to China. He quit that job to run for president and is now quitting that race. He talks about placing country first, but he placed his own ambition first. People can see through that, and this is the end result. Well, that's his view, and as always, we want to hear from you. Give us your view at 8778-MY-TAKE. Coming up, 4 days left until the South Carolina primary. We check in with Anna Sale on Monday night's debates.
We'll be right back. There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.